See it. So. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District, number one. Excuse me, to order. Today is January 7th, 2025. It's 1:41 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Larry, would you like to start?
Larry Myler, board member.
Kevin Miller, board member.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Council.
Kira Carr, DA Davidson, underwriter.
That is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there from the public?
No.
Okay. First item is our board meeting minutes from our November 15th meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate to you?
Look accurate to me.
Okay. Could we get a motion then to approve?
I'll motion to approve.
Thanks,
Second.
Kevin. Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. We are approved. Next item is resolution 2025-01. Let me change that. And I'll turn the time over to Aaron to walk through it for us.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. And we'll recirculate with today's date.
Okay.
In a new version there. So thanks for your time. The amendment that's in front of you shouldn't come as a surprise. So this is what was agreed as part of the finalization of the pricing terms for the bonds that were just issued a couple of weeks ago. What was agreed by the district was that the portion that was supposed, that was originally slated to be prepaid on conveyance to like a homeowner rather than any conveyance has now been amended to require payment upon any conveyance by the developer to a third party. This would still not apply to the hotel lots, but in the indenture for the bonds we covenanted that we would make this amendment and finalize it. So that's what you've got in front of you. So this just again it just finalizes that prepayment requirement, but also just bifurcates the two series of bonds. If you remember, we issued a series 2024-1 and dash two bonds. And so this just bifurcates between the two series, what is required to be prepaid and what is permitted to be passed on, and to make that really kind of neat and clear. So that'll be on title. If you go to the exhibit A, it just shows, what that is, a total assessment amount of $40 million, with the 2024-1 bonds being 19,135,000 and the 2024-2 being the 20,865,000. So that's all been finalized, but we're just really making it clear on title, and with this amendment of what's being prepaid and what's passed on. So any questions there?
Nope.
With that, I think we would be ripe for a motion and a vote.
So, what we would need then, board, would be to approve resolution 2025-01.
I motion to approve.
Thanks, Kevin.
Second.
Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything that I show on the agenda. Board, do you guys have anything you want to bring up?
Not
Any
for me.
questions?
No, I think we're
Okay.
good.
All
Thank you.
right.
Okay,
Can we get a
we'll look for
motion?
these. I'll look for
Oh,
these
go ahead,
signature
Aaron.
pages. Yeah, I was just gonna say, look for the signature pages to come around, and then we'll get the, final compiled copies that can be posted, on site, public notice website, and then get recorded shortly thereafter. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, can I get a motion to adjourn then?
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
I'll
Kevin.
second that motion.
Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All
Thank
right, hey,
you.
thanks.